Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As a federal judge in Boston considers issuing an order to restrict how federal immigration authorities in this region perform their jobs, those authorities are promising the judge that some actions he's deemed illegal won't be repeated. After court hearings this week, the judge is deciding whether he needs additional information. At issue is the detention of immigrants at interviews to determine whether their marriages to American citizens were legitimate. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on yesterday's proceedings.
3 days of hearings by Judge Mark Wolf have revealed that in New England, immigrants who had committed no crimes other than being in the country illegally were being targeted when they showed up for their interviews earlier this year. The incoming acting director of ICE's Boston field office testified the practice began after an executive order from President Trump and continued until February. That's when Thomas Brophy became the field office's acting director. The president's order prioritized the arrest of all people who'd been subject to a final order of removal from the country, whether or not they posed a danger to public safety or national security. Incoming Boston Director Todd Lyons testified the previous director responded by telling officers their priority should be to arrest immigrants at the offices of U.S. Customs and Border Protection whenever possible. According to Lyons, the former director, Christopher Cronin, did not want ICE agents to make arrests in the community, in part because it would create tense situations. When Brophy took over, he ordered that the focus return to arresting immigrants who pose a danger to public safety or national security. Lyons, who takes over next month, told the court yesterday he'd continue that focus. The primary goal of immigration laws, he said, is to focus on the worst of the worst and public safety. Where immigrants were being arrested was not the only problem. It's also what happened afterwards. Brophy, the current acting director, admitted ICE has broken the law in how it handled some detainees. He submitted the names of 6 immigrants who'd been illegally detained in Massachusetts and Rhode Island in January. But the number could be higher. Lyons testified that an audit of the Boston Bureau revealed that out of 650 to 700 detainees, immigrants had been denied their rights in about 40 cases. They'd not been given due notice to prepare for reviews of their detentions, or their lawyers had not been notified. Both are violations of ICE regulations, and therefore Judge Mark Wolf has ruled in violation of the law. The testimony from ICE officials about how their agency had operated in Boston came as vindication for immigrants who've been detained at marriage interviews. Matthew Siegel is legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts.
Everything that has happened has confirmed that what was done to our clients was wrong and that it should never happen again. What we've been after in these hearings is getting to the truth of what happened and figuring out a way to make sure that it won't be repeated.
For the second day in a row, Judge Wolf had a video played of a reunion between one of Siegel's clients and her 10-year-old son after she spent more than 3 months behind bars. He then asked Deputy Director of the Boston ICE Office, James Rutherford, how he felt when he first saw it. "It's heartbreaking," Rutherford said. One detainee was in court yesterday. Like previous detainees, throughout these hearings, he was shackled. Judge Wolf apparently had not noticed until yesterday. Wolf objected to the detainee being kept in shackles. "I've had murderers in the courtroom, and they're not shackled," Wolf said. "Frank Salemi wasn't shackled. Stevie Flemmi wasn't shackled. Gary Sampson wasn't shackled," Wolf said, referring to a mafia family boss, an associate of Whitey Bulger, and a convicted serial killer who's been sentenced to death. Last week, the detained immigrant, Ejijan Dos Santos, was married in the Suffolk County House of Corrections. Yesterday, Brophy ordered him released, after which he spoke to WBUR.
"It's like you are rebirth again, you know. You see everything. It's an amazing feeling. Freedom, something that was taken away from you, just got back. It's really good."
Judge Wolf has said that every time detainees appear in federal court, they're released. These hearings are to determine whether he should issue an order forbidding ICE from keeping immigrants in detention without due process. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.